Wait.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
And we've got spooky words today.
Yeah.
Except for this word, because it's not that spooky, but it has to do with Halloween.
Okay.
And it's dress, as in dressing up.
Yeah.
But it's the key word is dress. DRESS. Text dress and your name to 99999. Remember what's on the line here. It's rent for an entire year that you won't have to pay. All you have to do is send one text message and pick up the phone when we call you. You've got 5 minutes to send dress and your name to 99999 so we can call you back and get you in the draw with Virgin Radio.
Is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Morning, Marlon. What's going on?
Not much, man. Just getting ready to go head into work.
What do you do?
Construction.
Oh, okay. Ooh. It's going to be a windy one, so watch out today.
Oh, yeah. I can see it already.
Yeah. Well, listen, also, we just want to let you know, as you go to work today, you're $100 richer, and you may not be paying rent next year. Congratulations. You're in the draw.
Yay!
Yeah. Whoa.
What are you building?
Yeah.
I work in condos. I do high rise.
Oh,
he's building us a home.
It's too bad we're not building any of those in this city.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, Marley, congratulations. You're in the draw. You can rest and relax and know that you are in it. So good luck, and hopefully your name comes up.
Perfect. Thank you, guys.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
A couple days ago, we were talking about what is too old to trick-or-treat. And I think TJ, according to a recent study, most people said you can make it to 12, and then I think that's probably it, right?
I think it seems a little young. That's grade 6, right?
Yeah.
Which is when I stopped. I was done. But
I'm a man now.
No, I just didn't. I never liked trick-or-treating. I never liked having my face painted. Never was a big Halloween guy. So I was happy to be done. But it prompted a conversation involving Jax. And the reason we talked about this is that Jax is 5'3"?
5'2".
Okay.
So Jax is 5'2". And like the last time I was 5'2", I was probably in grade 5. And so we kind of started to talk about, like, if Jax's face were hidden as a 33-year-old woman who is 5'2", who probably could pass for somebody in grade 5 or grade 6, especially because girls grow faster at that age than guys do, right?
Yeah.
So remember those preteen dances where it's the women just towering over the guys?
Huge.
I wondered how many houses she could go to and actually get candy from on Halloween.
Also, if I put my hand out to go for the candy, I have baby hands.
So you do
have. That is true, yeah.
I have very small hands.
Yeah. So we decided that it would be fun if Jax joined myself and my daughter, Everly, who is 2.5.
Yep.
On Halloween.
Taking your girls out.
And Jax is going to go to 10 houses or more, but we'll just say 10 houses because it's easy, right? And I've got a neighborhood. It's so great. I got a neighborhood that actually trick-or-treats, which is cool.
That's cool.
And so Jax and Everly are going to go up to each house with me. But Jax is going to have, you're going to be a ghost, right? You'll have a bed sheet over you.
And I got children's boots.
You got children's boots?
To put on.
Well, can you describe the children's boots?
They're just like little pink and black boots. Like, they look like little girls' boots.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So Jax
just
is going
to... Just in
case. Jax is going to be in her ghost costume. Everly is going to be in her Marshall from Paw Patrol costume.
My sister.
And they're going to be my two... they're going to be my two daughters.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we want to see how many houses out of 10 that Jax can get candy from. Now, you got to remember, Jax's face will be covered in this.
That's true.
Right? You're going to have eye holes, but that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
So the question we wanted to put to you was, and let's do it, we wanted to do an over-under here.
Okay.
As
sports
in,
betting.
Or basically, how many houses out of 10 will Jax get candy from? Because I'm sure there's going to be some houses that are like,
How
many houses do you think Jax gets, like, is successful on? Because this is going to be really important. You know, she'll be walking up there holding hands with Everly.
Yeah.
But how many places actually give Jax candy?
I'm going to be mic'd too, and I'm going to say trick or treat.
Yeah, we'll have a video. Yeah. Like, we'll be able to prove all this.
Let's practice your voice.
Yeah. Trick or treat.
That's pretty good. That's actually not bad.
Hello.
So,
a couple days ago, I wasn't overly confident that she would get more than 5 houses.
Oh, you watch out.
But now that we know that the costume is hiding some of the bigger bags under her eyes.
And I want to be mad, but
and there
true.
Are many bags.
Yeah,
and
true.
You said you're wearing like pink boots.
Yeah, I have like little girl boots.
Oh my god!
I think she might. I'm gonna take the over. Like
over five?
Yeah.
Because the over under is at five. So does she get over five? Give me a number. How many out of 10 does she get?
She gets 9.
9 out of 10.
You
9
think
out of 10.
I'll get turned
and the
down?
Only house that doesn't give you candy has the lights off. That's what I think.
I think well, we're only going to go to houses with the lights on.
Okay, then you're getting all 10.
You think Jack's going 10
thank
for
you.
10?
Yeah, thank
see,
you.
I think it's going to be 6. Because I feel like people are going to see her as like the big sister. And it's like, oh, you're just here because your younger sister, who's come along a lot later than you, is getting candy. And you really shouldn't get candy. She should get candy. It's about her. So I'm saying 6 out of 10.
You're my young, hot dad.
Yeah, maybe I was a bit of a rebel in high school, but I turned it around and had a kid early. And then later on, you know, whatever, big deal.
The text line is pretty unanimous.
Really?
She's
what are
they definitely saying? Getting 10. 10 out of 10.
Hey.
Jax is going to get candy from all the houses, 100%. So, okay, so should we make this more interesting and say that, like, you have to show your face a little bit? Because we're basing it just on height.
No, I like the face covering.
Yeah?
I worry
about my eye holes because I feel like you'll see, like, she's seen things. You know what I mean? Like, in my eyes.
Those
like,
eyes have seen sadness.
Yeah.
That's the eyes of a young offender that stole a car back in Halifax when she was 15.
Yeah, she's seen trauma.
And by the way, we're going to be talking about this in, like, between 6:30 and 7 on Monday. So if you're listening now and this is your routine, you'll be able to hear the results and then see them on Virgin Radio Toronto's Instagram page. We'll be posting it.
Can we try and get interviews with the kids that don't get candy because Jax already took it?
Hey,
oh, that's a good idea. I like that. Now, hit us up, 999-999. We actually want to know how much candy does Jax get? 10 out of 10 houses? That high?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
How much candy can a 33-year-old woman get if she hides behind her costume on Halloween?
Uh-huh.
That is the experiment that we're going to put to the test this weekend. It's obviously Halloween on Sunday, and apparently it's going to be a nice Sunday too, like 14 degrees. So a jacket-free Halloween, which would be great. And Jax is coming with me and my daughter. So we're going to pretend that I was a young father and had a kid young, and then I had a kid little later on, an oops kid. That's what my family calls my Aunt Margaret, by the way. Oh. She was born nine years after my mom. She was the oops.
Peggy.
Really?
So anyway, long story short, Jax is going to go up to 10 houses. We want to see how many houses actually give Jax candy.
I'm your baby.
And she's wearing a ghost costume, which is just a sheet, so you won't be able to see her face.
And little girl rain boots.
And we wanted to see, like, how many people, like, how many houses do you think would actually give Jax candy? What are the techs saying, TJ?
I'm blown away. A lot of people are thinking Jax is going to have no problem getting candy. From the 905, 100% she's going to get 10 out of 10 houses. Have a lovely time, sweetheart.
Oh, that's so nice.
That's from Jenny.
All right, all right. Another text on the 6th, then I get an idea.
Text from the 705. I would definitely give her candy. Please come to my house. Oh my God, I love Jax.
Hey.
8 out of 10.
Okay, all right.
On
so here's the thing. Okay, here's the thing. So I want you, before we get to the next text message here.
Yeah.
Jax, I want you to explain to everybody who's just tuning in how it's going to go when you walk up to the house. So you're going up with Everly, and I'll be behind you guys.
Well, and we're both
as your father.
As our father.
You can call me Daddy.
Okay.
And
actually,
and what I need is for you to say, like, how will you say trick or treat, and then what else will you say? Because you got to get Everly to say it, too.
My sister and I, Everly, are holding hands going up to the door, and I say, trick or treat.
One more time.
Trick or treat. Do I
creepy.
Sound like a child?
You sound like a waning adult.
Yeah.
And then they'll say, what are you? And I'll say, a ghost.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty good.
Kind of sounds fetishy.
Like, oh, yeah. A little bit.
It does.
A little bit.
But I think it's going to go well.
I think at one point you should get really tired and demand that Adam carries you. And then
frontwards? Lay on his shoulder? Yeah.
Uh-oh, your pillowcase got too heavy, too. He has to carry that.
Yeah. No, if someone gives you a pop can, you're carrying that yourself, by the way.
Oh.
That's
always
the worst.
I'm not strong enough.
TJ text.
Another text from the 647. 10 out of 10. She's going to get candy at all the houses. And you know some of those houses are only going to give her a single Tootsie Pop, but it counts.
Yep, it does.
Lisa in the 905. I think Jax will get to 10, but I think parents will look at the door and go, aren't you a little big? And still give her the candy.
Okay. Like tall.
Yes.
So here's
Here's
my question. So we were really talking rude. That would have been the rudest text we ever got.
Yeah. Trick or treat.
I was asking my girlfriend's mom last night. We were over for dinner. When she saw older kids on Halloween, how much candy she gave out, because it was my girlfriend's dad's job to take the girls out. The mom was left behind. She handed out the candy. She's like, well, I would always hand out candy, but everybody got two unless they were too old, and then they got one. So I'm curious about if people like give Everly a couple and then Jax just one, that two. You know what I mean? Play that game.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
There's one more text that I really need to read.
Go ahead.
416. Put them both in a wagon. can you take us in a wagon?
I don't have a wagon.
Get one.
No. You got time. You have 3 days. You
wagons
live at Canadian Tire.
Okay, fine. I'll look.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
The Toronto Christmas Market is rebranding. The Classic Holiday Festival has been renamed the Distillery Winter Village for the 2021 season.
Why?
They said it's going to be a more intimate, elevated event with less of a festival feel than the past few years.
Is that because of COVID?
I would think so. I mean, like, they probably had less people there last year.
Like, you've got a killer brand that everybody's been waiting for 2 years to go to.
Yeah.
And you're going to rebrand it? It's weird.
See, as somebody who used to live in the Distillery District,
mm-hmm.
I have a very contentious relationship with the Christmas
market. Well, explain that.
Well, because it meant I couldn't leave my apartment for 90 days.
Because you couldn't get into park?
Yeah, it was horrible to park.
Like, how would you... Okay, if you had to park, like, several blocks away...
Yeah.
Then you walk to your condo. What's that like when you're living there?
Well, and then everyone's feeling the Christmas cheer, but let's say you had a bad day. And then you had to walk 4 blocks just to get home to your tiny apartment.
Yeah, so you're saying you didn't like
it. It was okay. So they're rebranding. They said that there's going to be a greater focus on shopping and dining. And the event will feature 8 curated vendor cabins. Of course, that makes sense. 12 food vendor cabins and a lineup of buskers, carolers, and other entertainment. Also, Santa's elves can be found amongst the cobblestone streets. And a 50-foot silver fir tree will also be included in this year's festivities. By the way, the tree goes up on Monday.
Oh!
November the 1st. And it's going to be decorated with 60,000 twinkling lights, over 600 giant decorative ornaments, and 2 kilometers of garland before it's lit on November the 18th.
Wow.
Yeah. It's crazy to think the tree's going up so quick. Matthew Perry is going to be releasing an autobiography about being on Friends and his addiction issues. It's supposed to be, quote, unflinchingly honest. The 52-year-old doesn't have a title for it yet, but it's supposed to come out next fall. He says, there's so much written about me by others in the past. I thought it was time that people heard it directly from the horse's mouth. In this case, the horse's mouth being me, which I just read in Chandler voice. Fans think they spotted Selena Gomez in the reflection of Chris Evans' piano. So, really? I don't know if you've been following this, but a lot of people seem to think that Chris Evans and Selena Gomez are totally dating. I guess they follow each other on Instagram, so that's all it takes now. And a few years ago, they were spotted leaving the same, not yoga studio, but something equivalent to like a yoga studio together. And now, Eagle Eye fans on TikTok have caught what they thought was Selena Gomez's reflection in a piano. He posted a photo of himself playing piano, and it just said rainy day activities. And then TikTok detectives were like, is that Selena? Who's the brunette filming in the right corner, Chris?
Could it be his assistant?
No, it's Selena. Filming? It's Selena. I love this theory.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think it's real.
Do you believe it's it?
Oh, for sure. I think they're definitely together.
They were
I don't
good
think
together.
The internet's ever wrong.
TikTok's never wrong.
No.
No, never. Never about anything.
No. Never.
And that is what is trending. I am TJ.
Now remember, you're never more than 2 hours away from another keyword that'll get you in the draw. $100 instantly, and then of course in the draw for living rent-free for 12 straight months. Can you imagine what that would do for your life? Also at 8 o'clock, just after anyway, Raptors tickets with 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Do you remember what Halloween costumes were banned at your school?
Power Rangers, because you couldn't play like that.
Right.
What? It got a little too physical.
Now that you mentioned that, I hadn't thought about it till this morning, but when you brought that up earlier, I was like, yeah, Power Rangers, I think, were banned at my school because kids were literally karate chopping each other.
Sure.
Like in the neck, and no more Pink Ranger here.
I think in some of the Bible-thumping regions in the United States, Harry Potter was banned. Like, I know they were burning Harry Potter books at one point.
As they should.
And they banned it from libraries, and obviously you couldn't show up to school with, like, a wand, because that's...
Wizardry.
Anti-Jesus, I think.
Wizardry.
I know.
Sorcery.
Crazy. Now, the band costume this year, at least in New York schools, not here in Ontario, not yet, is Squid Game. So I guess kids have been coming to school dressed for Squid Game.
Yeah.
And they've been reenacting the scenes from Squid Game.
What?
Which is kind of funny because if you haven't seen Squid Game, it's childhood games.
Yes.
Only you die if you lose.
Yeah. Tug of war, red light, green light.
Yeah. Red light, green light especially. So apparently...
A lot of guns in that
so
one.
So what have been happening is that they've been doing the red light, green light with all the kids at school.
Yeah.
And that's the one where there's one person facing and they say green light and then they turn around and say red light. And if you're still moving, you're out.
Yeah.
But then they're fake shooting each other.
Oh my God.
So I guess... Oddly, schools are not into that.
Yeah.
It's a sharp costume, you know.
It's honestly it's pretty cheap to
it's
make,
cheap,
right?
Yeah.
It's a track suit and white shoes.
Right. Well, and the other one, the guards, I guess, is the big one. Yeah. So you just have a black mask with like a triangle on it and a red hoodie.
Yeah, and then some little black bands. That's all you need.
Yeah. It's amazing how I think sometimes, like, you know, as a parent, you go, you don't think about things in the context of other kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, if Everly was 6 or 7 and she wanted to do Squid Game, first up, it'd be like, why have you seen this?
Yeah.
Whose house did you see that at? Yeah. Secondly, I don't know that I would have a problem with it until I realized that in the context of a group of other kids, that could create a problem.
Yeah.
Like, it, on its own, she's just dressed as the Squid Game thing. But she starts playing the game. It's like, well... I mean, I don't feel like that means that she's gonna like play a real Squid Game when she's older.
But well, you never know. You know, kids are
ideas. No.
Impressionable. They're impressionable.
We're getting text messages from Hamilton. I work in an elementary school. It is banned here as well.
Yeah.
So here's the question: for the ban to be created, there must have been a problem in the first place, right?
Yeah.
There must have been like an issue. Because there's no reason to ban it unless there's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So there must have been kids doing it.
Maybe they anticipate a problem.
Yeah, they get pretty good at that too. Yeah. Like teachers have Netflix.
Yeah,
they know which is going to be big, and they know.
You remember imagine watching as a teacher, you're watching a show and you're like, this is a great show.
Yeah.
And I know that tomorrow these kids are gonna be doing
this. Like,
I don't know if you guys experienced this at your school, but at my school they banned pouring paint on each other because it was so big.
Oh really?
Really?
Yeah. So,
no.
So we couldn't dress
with
up
the
like
S&M character that poured paint on you?
Yeah. Is this just an excuse for you to talk about
It really affected me.
Really?
Another one from Coburg. Hey, I'm a teacher. Yeah, a lot of red light, green light these days when I'm on duty. With grade threes. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Red light.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's horrifying.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
You guys haven't watched it yet, have you?
No.
Not fully.
Makes me sad.
Yeah?
Yeah. I like shows where all your favorite characters die.
Well, every single one does in this, so.
I'm going to watch How I Met Your Mother, where everyone just doesn't die.
Nothing happens for nine seasons, and the ending's a little disappointing.
Yeah. Barney has shenanigans.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my type of television.
And yet, that's not banned for being terrible.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Have you ever watched a horror movie and thought, I think I could survive this? Like, you know, Saw or Paranormal Activity or even The Exorcist. It's like, you know, I feel like if they had just made some better decisions, me, smart person, would have made better decisions in absolute terror. I would have made it out of this movie. So I'm going to ask you at 99999. Jax and TJ and I all believe that we could survive horror movies.
Absolutely.
You guys wouldn't, I would.
I would.
We all would present our case to you. We'd all like to present our case to you as to why we believe that we could survive a horror movie. And we would like you to vote on who you think actually would. Like the most likely candidate of the three of us. 99999, Team Jax, Team TJ, Team Adam. Tell us why. Jax, you want to start by presenting your case first?
I'm little and fast, okay? So hear me out. If you're being chased by a monster or a murderer, you want to be little and fast. I've also been going to the gym, not putting a lot of effort into it, but I've been working on it, so I'm getting stronger to fight off the murderers. Also, I'm from the Maritimes, so I can potentially charm the murderer, okay? Or the monster. I can hopefully talk my way out of it or crumble. But I think that I'd be the last one standing. You guys are toast.
You know, it's interesting that you say that because in horror movies, usually the people, there's like a friend group and they're cool and they're in high school and they're all good looking. None of them are that likable. Jax is extremely likable.
That's a good point.
So that's a tough, we've never seen, like, imagine Scream.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Imagine you could have charmed the guy who was chasing them around with a knife and Scream.
I'm going to reason my way out of this.
Right?
Yeah. That's
not reason. charm.
Thank you. Thank you.
TJ?
I just know it would be me.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, I already hate crowds. So the odds of me getting involved with a zombie apocalypse or some type of raged monster, already really low. I'm also very meticulous.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very careful. I'm very calculated with my routine. So let's say there is a zombie apocalypse happening. If I'm already in my lair and I'm safe, I'm going to be, out of the three of us, most likely to check my security systems.
Right.
To stick to my routines and not break any rules to alert the zombies. I also would survive the longest because I'm all stocked up on Boost protein shakes.
That is true.
And I've been going to Orange Theory Fitness once a week for the past 2 months, so I can outrun anything.
Those gains.
So, seeing some serious gains.
Once a week and drinking Boost.
I like that. Okay, so there's TJ's case. A compelling case, you might say. You can imagine that TJ would have a lair.
Yeah.
Can imagine that TJ would hide.
Yeah.
And the thing is, usually the person that does the least in the horror movie survives.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, if I can survive longer anyway.
Why are you going to survive?
Why am I going to survive? Yeah. Well, here's what I'm going to say. And this is a competition, by the way. So send your votes and we will declare a winner here according to your votes. Well, with me, first off, I don't believe in ghosts.
Okay. No, Adam, that's
that so if there is a quote unquote spirit, I'm going to be like, you're not. You're something else. And usually it is.
Okay,
you ever seen Scooby-Doo? It's always some sort of villain who's trying to pull one over on the Scooby gang.
I'm going to win because this isn't real.
And I would stand up to any demon and be like, you don't belong here.
You're cheating.
Get out of here. So there's already that. Number one. Number two, you're going for experience with me. See, here's the thing. In movies where people die, it's always the inexperienced that go. The experienced one lasts longer. Now, maybe they don't last the whole movie, but they last. And three, I'm a dad. And the parents always have to rescue their kids in the last scene of the movie, and then they make it away.
So as a character, I am
going to survive because the storylines are never written so that the parent dies and the kid dies.
Okay.
Parents and kids always survive. And therefore, I would have to survive based on the fact that this is a horror movie.
Just because you and your ex-wife have a baby doesn't mean that you are going to survive.
I think it does mean that. In fact, TJ doesn't
leave his home. We're going to survive, okay?
So, 999-999 text, you put us in a horror movie. Which one of us survives the longest? Doesn't mean we survive the whole movie, but who survives the longest?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So, we are having a debate in studio. We're hoping you can help us out. Who do you think survives longest in a horror movie? Is it Jax, is it TJ, or is it me? So, send us your texts and reasons why. But Jax, what was your opinion on why you would survive the longest?
I'm little and I'm fast and I'm from the Maritimes.
TJ.
I have a lot of boost and I'm meticulous and I hate crowds, so I wouldn't be involved anyway.
So you'd be hiding.
Yes, I'd be
okay. So for me, it's that you never see a dad with a little girl go down in a horror movie. Ever.
They'll come for you.
No, like she's 2.5. She's too young for me to die.
I'll have to raise Everly.
So, 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. Okay, who do you think it's going to be?
Well, I definitely don't think Adam's going to survive very long at all.
What?
I never thought I would say it, but TJ's going to last.
What? Yeah. All right. Now, you got to explain yourself here.
Show your work.
Well, first of all, I think he would be good at hiding.
True.
And
I am a coward.
And honestly, Adam, your answer was horrible.
What do you mean? When have you ever seen a parent go down in a horror movie? Ever?
Lots of times.
Yeah. With an infant or like a small child? I don't think so.
Jaws. Wait, why won't I make it, Caitlin?
Well, I honestly thought you were going to. I liked your answer, and then TJ with the hiding and the protein boost, I was like, there you go, he's got it.
Don't even have to move when you have meal replacements.
Exactly. Sipping
on chocolate boost, laid back.
I don't want that.
Hey, no. Thank you for your call.
No.
Thank you.
Ciao. Okay, we got some text messages too. Actually, a lot of text messages?
Yeah, we're taking a lot from the 705. I agree with what Adam said. I'm picking Adam strictly because of his paternal instincts.
Thank you.
Team Jax for sure. This one from the 905. Hey. Because the gays are pros at subverting conflict.
It's true. There you go.
Just it's making true. The killer feel comfortable.
Yeah. I've been fighting all my life, baby. I've been fighting all my life.
Team TJ, this from the 519. Because I feel like he'd be able to make sometimes he would have to take two. Yeah. Because I feel like he would be able to make the cold-hearted decisions that need to be made to survive. I feel like his self-preservation instinct is strong.
Oh yeah, see if it was between he's us and TJ, man. TJ's taking yeah. TJ.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, I would leave you guys so far behind so quick. Oh, it would make your head spin how quickly I gave
probably
up on
would
our
spin.
Friendship.
It's a horror movie.
Yeah, yeah. From the 905. Team Jack, or pardon me, the 289. Team Jax, small and mighty.
Hey.
Adam would probably just laugh the whole time, and TJ's in the corner whimpering. Sorry, gents.
I like that text. I like that.
This is a good one too. I picture Adam as the dad, where he goes to pick up his daughter and her friends from a get together, and then he saves them all from trouble.
Yep.
Bit of a hero complex over there.
Yeah. Complex here. The real thing.
Okay. Last one here from the 905. Team TJ, you know in a horror movie how they always open the door they shouldn't or follow a strange noise into the basement? TJ's anxiety could never.
You would never.
That's
you would,
true.
You'd be like, oh man, there's people I don't know down there.
Oh no, this seems like a social gathering. Yeah. Oh, spirits. Okay.
Yeah. Last text. I love you all. This is from Laura in the 647. I love you all, but you'd all die pretty quick.
No!
Jax would let the killer in for a beer and immediately die.
No.
TJ would be freaking out at the initial change to routine and attract the killer. Adam would be in denial and would be killed to prove a point. But since I have to choose, I guess I'll go with TJ.
Oh, I feel like TJ went with that one because he's
let's end on this one. He says.
You know what? One more. That's pro TJ.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is What's Trending right now.
This hour of What's Trending is brought to you by Cineplex. Cineplex has introduced CineClub, the movie lover's monthly membership for $9.99 a month plus tax. If you love movies, CineClub is for you. Join at cineclub.ca. Austin Matthews of your Toronto Maple Leafs is once again threatening to shave his iconic mustache. Like last year, he's trying to raise $134,000 for Movember, which is in celebration of men's mental health and physical health. And it's pledging to go clean shaven if he could raise that money. I tried to do it again last year, but raised only $66,000, which is still fantastic. So this year, he posted a really cute video with Movember where he's like in a museum where he's celebrating great mustaches of history. And he's trying to raise $134,000.
Good.
I hope he raises $133,000 because I really like the mustache. The
mustache looks good on him, man.
It does. Yeah. It really suits him.
It really does.
By the way, I am also participating in Movember starting on Monday. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to raise $2,000, which is not quite $134,000, but hey, it all goes to a good cause. So if you got a couple bucks that you can spare starting next week, I would truly appreciate that. Facebook is officially changing its name, kind of. The parent company, Facebook Inc., is changing its name, so it really doesn't mean anything. But they've changed it to Meta, which is focusing on bringing the metaverse to life.
Yeah.
And Mark Zuckerberg talked about it yesterday and sounded like a bit of a robot, man.
He looked terrifying. Let's be honest here.
Listen to this quote and try and decipher what it means. The metaverse will let you share your immersive experiences with other people even when you can't be together and do things together you couldn't do in the physical world. It's the next evolution in a long line of social technologies, and it's ushering in a new chapter for our company. That sounds like the evil CEO that tries to take over the world in movies, does it not?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just throwing that out there. By the way, Ed Sheeran's new album, Equals, is out today.
Yeah.
I kind of forgot about that, but it's out today. Well, I don't know, a lot of great albums coming out.
No, it's true.
Ed Sheeran's, it's his first solo album in more than 4 years. I say that in air quotes because he did put out an album, what, 2 summers ago? Last summer?
Yeah, all collaborations.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, he's set to perform on SNL on November 6th, which is next Saturday, but he does have COVID right now, so who knows if that's going to happen or if he's going to be able to do it in time. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Hey, rent-free keyword. It's coming soon. 8 o'clock.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Do you like my creepy Halloween piano music?
What is this?
Well, We're doing for Raptors tickets here. We're doing horror movie trivia. Ooh.
This is terrifying.
Now, you're supposed to pick your winner here. Is it Team Jax, Team TJ, or Team Adam? We're all going to play And if your winner wins, then we could be calling you back and you'd be going to the Raptors.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
So, producer Leah, go ahead. Take
it
away.
Okay. So, as Adam said, Halloween trivia based on Halloween movies. First question. And by the way, whoever answers first with your name, go ahead.
And we have to let Leah finish the question.
Yeah, yes. TJ.
Oh, he's looking at Jax.
Yeah, TJ.
What slasher film stars Jennifer Love Hewitt and Ryan Phillippe?
Jax. TJ.
Jax got that first.
Scream?
Incorrect.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, you don't. TJ?
Final Destination?
Oh, my God. Adam, wait. No.
I have no idea.
Oh, my God. Guys, this is the first question. I know what you did last summer.
Ah, okay. It was one of those ones from the 90s.
That was going to be my next guess.
I had such a crush on Jennifer Love.
Yeah,
Hewitt.
She's a babe.
She's a babe.
Babe.
Yeah. Ryan Phillippe, how about him?
Yeah, that's true. Say, babe, too.
If you call this name 5 times in the mirror, he shall appear.
Adam. Candyman!
Yeah! Woo! All right, finally. We're back on track, everybody.
I'm only saying it once.
Okay.
Say it 4 more times, coward.
Nope.
No. Not when I'm around. This iconic movie, The Silence of the Lambs, introduced the iconic villain who was played by Anthony Hopkins.
TJ. Hannibal Lecter.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
TJ, wow, look at you.
Kind of hot when TJ gets answered.
Kind of hot.
We just got cursed, by the way, on the text message. How do you guys not know what you did last summer?
I feel you on that one, because how could you not know? Which iconic scary movie features Quentin Tarantino and George Clooney as murderous brothers?
Oh.
Jax. The Shining.
No,
look. I don't know. Straight up. Wow.
TJ. Christmas Vacation.
What is it?
Adam, Batman 3.
Oh, guys.
Okay, no, all right, fine.
Oh, no.
Clooney TJ, Ocean's 11.
Batman the Italian nipples. Job.
Ocean's
From
12.
Till dawn, stop it. God, I'm running out of questions here.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Okay. We're tied at 1 here, TJ.
I know, this is not good. What was the first horror movie to be shot entirely on a video camera?
Jax.
A documentary.
Oh, TJ.
Jax.
You're not. Okay.
It has to go with TJ because
TJ,
we didn't.
TJ, like, please, guys.
The Blair Witch Project.
Thank you.
All right.
That was when you follow the rules, guys.
Okay, guys. Which Tim Burton movie features the headless horseman?
TJ.
Adam.
TJ.
Sleepy Hollow.
Oh, my God. TJ.
Oh, yeah.
The ultimate winner. Who would have thought?
TJ wins. Yeah. He's never seen any of these movies.
It's going to be a great weekend, guys. TJ wins. Yeah.
What was my score?
Zero.
I'm sorry, baby.
So if you picked Team TJ, we might be calling you back. Member, you got to pick up your phone, okay? Pick up the phone, and we are going to get into Halloween rankings next after Adele. That was stressful, so let's go easy.
Cry it out.
Oh, cute.
See what I did in the little tie-in?
I like that.
Anyway. Yeah, I got it.
Good morning, it's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
And just like with trivia, we want to go off of your scary movie nightmares. Who was the most terrifying villain in any horror movie you've ever seen? Scary movie, horror movie, thriller, whatever it is. Hit us up at 999-999. We want your top 3.
Jack from The Shining, because that was one of the first horror movies that I ever saw. Jack Nicholson played Jack in the isolated hotel back in the day. Of course, you know how that whole story
Here's
ended.
Here's Daddy.
Here's Johnny, and it was awful. I think I was like 4.
It's Johnny. Sorry.
Did you say Here's Daddy?
Yeah. Sorry.
What?
Bringing my home life.
Here's Daddy.
Anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say that my dad showed me the movie, but now I'm not.
At 4 years old?
Well, I kind of like accidentally saw it. Like, they were watching it. Yeah.
Okay.
Oops.
Red
TJ.
Rum.
Number 3 for me, the T-Rex from Jurassic Park.
Oh, I was going to say that too. Well done.
It gave me nightmares as a child, but I also love dinosaurs, so I had to watch it. And it's iconic, which makes it a great horror villain. And to this day, I still sometimes walk around with really short arms and pretend I'm a T-Rex.
I remember screaming so loud in my basement and melting down that my parents had to run to the television because our TV was so old we didn't have a remote.
No.
And they had to push the thing in, the thunk, that shut the TV down and go to whoo.
But it shuts down slowly, so you still see the image of the T-Rex.
You're
on
like, looking slowly.
Number 3 for me, because I believed it was real, because everybody talked about how it was real. The Blair Witch.
Dude, I get you.
Blair Witch. Sucking teenagers into the woods in the middle of the night.
Yeah, awful.
And then you get to look up the teenagers' noses at the final scene, but you never actually see the Blair Witch.
Yeah.
I guess in the sequels you do, but who cares who watched those. Blair Witch, number 3 for me.
Ursula from The Little Mermaid. Yeah. What? Producer Leah, she was like, she was the first villain that I ever really was like, uh-oh, like, I don't want Ursula to come at night. Ursula, of course, had like an octopus body and was, yeah, terrifying. So Ursula is my number two for horror villains.
Mine also a cartoon. Number two, Cruella de Vil.
Oh,
whoa.
101
Dalmatians.
Did she scare you?
She scared me because I had a Dalmatian and I was always worried that she wanted to turn my dog Penny into a coat. And also, this is before the origin movie that nobody asked for, so I just didn't like the idea that there was some angry woman that just wanted to murder dogs. Scared me a lot.
Number two, the demon ghost thing in Paranormal Activity.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever seen Paranormal Activity?
Yeah, I've seen that one.
You never actually see it. But then, you know, at one point they put powder down.
Yeah.
And you can see its feet and it's...
It's not happy.
Yeah.
Through the bedroom while they're sleeping? Oh, man, that was a good one. And a great makeup movie. Let me show that out there,
hey!
Too.
Is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Figured it would be perfect coming out of that. Now, we're asking you about the scariest villains from a horror movie, your top three, the ones that freaked you out. And to give you an example of this, Jax had Ursula from The Little Mermaid.
That's right.
TJ had the air conditioner from The Little Toaster, the Red Little Toaster. Have you ever seen it? I picked Annabelle because I actually like horror movies, and these two don't watch them. So I picked a real character from a real horror movie. So, TJ, what are the text messages?
I got some good ones here from the 905. The Girl from the Grudge with Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yeah.
That is weird.
Have you watched that one?
Yeah, that was, it was a Japanese remake. And if you've seen the Japanese movie, too, scary, scary,
yes,
scary.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
From the 905, The Furnace from Home Alone.
Oh,
true.
Yes.
True.
And also, The Neighbor Man until the end from Home Alone.
Even at the end.
Yeah.
Even at the end, a little
bit. Never really warmed up.
He's like, you're at home by yourself. I'll just leave you here.
Yeah.
I'm glad this all worked out.
Yeah. My wife and I don't hate you. It's basically all he said.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And he's in church by himself.
Yeah.
He's like, here's this 7-year-old kid in church. Oh, I'm just going to sit beside him and everything will be okay. No, I'll let him leave on Christmas Eve.
Like, what?
Only in the 90s, eh?
Yeah,
not
really
the 90s.
Tie up loose ends there, did
they? They did not.
From the 289, my scariest top three movie villains are those creepy forest creatures from the movie The Village. You watched that one, Adam?
I don't think I have seen The Village.
My grade 7 teacher made us watch it. I'm 21 and I won't go back into the woods alone because I'm constantly watching my back. Annabelle at number 2.
Oh, yeah.
Because who isn't?
Scary.
And Pennywise. Everyone told me it wasn't scary.
Yeah,
it was just creepy. And I hate clowns anyways. So when the It movie came out, oh, God, that'd be, what, 3 years ago?
Easily.
I was terrified of it, but I kept watching the clips on YouTube, and I was fascinated by it, but I was still
It is
scared.
So good, the first one, and then they followed it up, and it was awful.
The second one bad?
Oh, yeah. It was terrible.
By the way, that text was from Kenzie. Another text from the 416. The movie Orphan. I watched that as a kid and just thought the idea of a 30-year-old woman acting like a 10-year-old and killing everyone, it freaked me out. It took me 2 days to finish it.
Is that the premise?
Basically.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah. That's from Zach, or Zatch, spelled with an H.
Okay.
Last one from the 905. Johnny Depp in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is my all-time scariest because it just creeped me the F out didn't do justice to the original.
I found him weirdly hot in that role.
Yeah?
Yeah. That
what
was
about him?
Him and Tim Burton, I think, did that one. And I think they missed the mark because we saw Charlie and the Chocolate Factory as weird but endearing.
Yeah, and
that
Gene
one
Wilder,
was just,
that's
I'm
who
really
was.
Uncomfortable. Yeah. Gene Wilder was the guy.
They've worked a lot together. Him and Johnny Depp and Tim Burton have worked a lot. And I assume that the original version of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory had Willy Wonka with a version of scissors for hands, but they couldn't get that approved.
This was a long, long bit.
Yeah, how do you feel about that joke?
999, 999. I thought that was good.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
A lot of teens are saying, you know, I love the Christmas market, but I really wish it would rebrand. Well, good news. It did. The classic holiday festival has been renamed the Distillery Winter Village for the 2021 season. It's going to be a more intimate and elevated event, they say. Less of a festival feel than past years. It's going to be a greater focus on shopping and dining. It's going to feature 8 curated vendor cabins, 12 food vendor cabins, and a lineup of buskers, carolers, and other entertainment. Of course, they're going to have the 50-foot massive silver fir tree, which is going up on Monday, November
God,
the 1st.
Oh my God, don't say that. That's crazy.
But they're not going to decorate it and light it till the... Well, it's going to be decorated before then, but they're not going to light it up till the 18th of November.
Which is the right thing to do. You wait for Remembrance Day to pass, give it some time.
Sure. Matthew Perry is going to be releasing an autobiography about being on Friends and his struggles with addictions. He says it's supposed to be unflinchingly honest. Doesn't have a name yet. Sounds like it's due out next fall. He said, there's been so much written about me by others in the past. I thought it was time people heard it directly from the horse's mouth. In this case, the horse's mouth being me.
I love that.
Yeah. Just coming off the Friends reunion special. Yeah. Probably not a bad idea. Fans think they've spotted Selena Gomez in the reflection of Chris Evans' piano, and now they think they're dating. So if you're ready for a full-on TikTok investigation.
Let's go. I love this.
Buckle up. So earlier this month, people noticed that Captain America was following Selena Gomez on social media. So far, pretty normal, right? A couple years ago, there was a photo of them leaving the same like yoga class together, Pilates class, whatever it was. That was from 2017, but it resurfaced again within the last month, so people thought that was recent. And then some eagle-eyed TikTok fans spotted something. He was playing piano in the video and said rainy day activities, and then some people noticed that there was a brunette woman filming him whilst playing piano, and everyone just said, well, it's definitely Selena. It can't be anybody else.
I hope it's true. I do.
I'd like them together.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
That'd be really, really nice.
Yeah. Much better than Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly.
No, they are the greatest couple in the history of celebrity.
Not true.
Are you guys... You smell like weed. I am weed. It's the greatest line ever spoken. Ever. How dare you?
That's going to be my wedding vows. That's what's trending on TV.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Halloween weekend upon us, but not for everybody. Have you ever had that kid in your class that, you know, when you had to go and dress up, and they'd come to school in, like, just normal school clothes, and you'd be like, why? And they're like, well, my parents.
Yeah.
Now, I wish that had been my parents because I never really liked Halloween. But producer Leah, that was your parents. You have never trick or treated.
No, not allowed. I'm not allowed to do that.
And why is that?
Why not?
So my mom is a very strong, devoted Christian lady.
Yeah.
And I respect that. And but I was never allowed to trick or treat or Halloween or anything because it is also known as the Devil's Day.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, so you never got candy handed to you in a pillowcase?
My mom would just go buy us candy.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, like a big bag of like Smarties.
Yeah.
And she'd just be like, just eat that.
Oh, is she punishing you eating Smarties?
Eat that.
Yeah.
I had a couple of friends who were born in Christian families and they didn't do trick-or-treating either. And they kind of laughed at us because like, you guys have to go work for it. Like, our parents just buy us candy.
Yeah, because my parents felt bad, right?
Yeah.
And on top of it, they did try one year, the church created something called Hallelujah Day.
Oh,
what was Hallelujah Day?
God, yeah, where you're supposed to dress up as Bible characters.
Hey.
But then it was like we're still celebrating
who
Halloween
were
in a way.
Who were you?
I went as so corny, Leah from the Bible.
Oh,
because your name.
Because my name is.
Yeah, that works. Yeah.
I think Abraham would have been one of the.
No, I was also Abraham. One
were
year.
You Abraham? The beard. Amazing! I love that.
You know, same outfit.
Yeah.
The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away.
Just a robe.
I like it.
Every year, a robe.
My pillow sack overfloweth with candy.
That's enough.
Yeah, my buddy. My buddy was Greek Orthodox, and like every year he would like come in just his normal clothes, and I always felt so bad for him because you could see him looking on, and this is a guy that loved to be the center of attention, was a really fun and gregarious person. This is the one day a year where he would have absolutely been a superstar. Yeah, like Sean, you know, because there's like a power ranking in your classroom, right?
Absolutely.
And like, you know, grade one, grade two, grade three, everybody loved this guy.
Yeah.
And every time he'd be like coming to school like,
do this.
And like, and knowing that we were all going to get candy, and I would have gladly traded spots with him. And he's like, I just wish I could dress up.
What
I'm like,
honey.
I just wish I didn't have to.
Yeah, that's how it was, honestly.
Anyway, so we wanted to know if this was the same for you. How many people can we find that have never trick-or-treated before because their parents were like, no. And by the way, if I lived on your street and I want to come by for candy.
Well, the lights were off.
But you guys were home?
Don't even stop by. Yeah, no. Lights were
hiding.
Off.
Were you
so
hiding?
Did you get some doorbells?
We were,
stuff like that?
Of course we'd get doorbells. Yeah. We just ignore you.
Wow.
Yeah, bye. Don't come by.
Reading our Smarties in the basement.
I respect that.
So we want to shout out the group of people that were never allowed to do this, i.e. you, 999999 to text if you would like to. We would love to know how your parents got around Halloween because you were not allowed to trick or treat.
No.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio with Loud Luxury.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You wanted to trick or treat, but your parents were like, ha, not in this house.
Mm-mm.
We do not believe in this.
Not here, no, sir.
And
no,
that
no.
is, our producer Leah never got to trick or treat.
No. Devil's Day.
Devil's Day, which I just love. It's so funny. And we just wanted to know, you know, and we shout out the people that never got to trick or treat, just like producer Leah. TJ?
Yeah, we got this great text from Kelly in the 647. Good morning, Adam, TJ, Jax, and producer Leah. I was also not allowed to trick or treat, as my mom also called it Devil's Day. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We did dress up as angels and go to church to get candy, though.
Good.
Okay.
Have a fantastic day.
Exactly my story. Exactly the same.
This is a really cool one. I was a Jehovah's Witness. It's a no-go on Halloween. They would often take the kids out bowling. My parents never even bothered to get me candy, LOL. But I had a lot of cool friends that hooked me up the next day. Man, public school memories.
Yeah.
Sneaky
that's
candy.
Cool. Absolutely. I like that.
Last text here from the 647. Yep, Christian home equals no Halloween for me growing up. But our church always did an awesome alternative party where there was lots of candy and games, and we would still dress up, just nothing scary. I always felt like I won when it was a rainy or cold Halloween because we were all indoors having a blast.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, and you're with all your buddies that you see every week anyway, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's it. Yeah. It's not so bad.
It's not so bad at all.
Not so bad. So, Leah, you had to go as characters from the Bible.
Yeah.
So you were Leah at one point.
I was Leah. I did actually go as Abraham.
Who else did you go as?
I did the angel thing too.
Okay.
And then the church actually just stopped doing it because they're like, we're still kind of celebrating Halloween.
It's too close. Too close to the
devil. It's too close. It's the same day. Candy.
We should open our own church and then throw Halloween parties. Oh, wait. Maybe not.
Let's not do that.
I don't know what that is.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Austin Matthews of our Toronto Maple Leafs is once again threatening to shave his beloved mustache.
Jax, can you pretend to care about something we care about?
Oh no.
He's trying to raise $134,000 for Movember, which is of course a charity raising money for men's health, both physical and mental. And if he does so, he will shave off the mustache. He tried last year as well, raised $66,000, a little shy of his goal. But he posted a new video showing off a personal tour of his museum, showing great mustaches in history. Oh. By the way, Movember starts on Monday, which is the 1st of November, and I will be participating as well. So you have a choice. You can donate to Austin Matthews, or you can donate to your old buddy, TJ.
Teenage.
Did you almost call yourself Teenage?
Did I forget my own name for a second? Yeah.
Ew.
All right. Did we ever tell you about, speaking of teenagers, did we ever tell you about TJ's idea?
Okay.
For the quarantine?
Okay. So
first wave pandemic, TJ comes to Jax, myself, and producer Jesse at the time, and pitches this idea.
Yeah, go ahead, TJ.
Which I stand by. It was a video of me interviewing teenagers, and we would just talk, and it would be called TJ Talks to Quarantines. And
like,
that was
how would you intro TJ? Each video?
About what?
I'd be like, hey teens, let's rap. And then I would put my knee up on something, and then we would have a rap sesh.
You're gonna get canceled. You are cruising to get canceled.
I thought it was a good idea.
And I'm gonna cancel you first.
It would have been a very innocent conversation, just about like what's going on in Teen World.
But you don't need to do that, and nobody needs
you don't
to
need
see
to
that.
Do that. Yeah, the look on producer Leah's face is amazing.
Let's
right
talk
now
about teen life, etc. I stand by that. That shouldn't have got shot down. You know, if you guys aren't careful, you might lose me.
I bet there's more stories that you have to tell.
Yeah, there's two more, actually.
Okay, all right.
Hey, you guys want to hear another example about how Mark Zuckerberg is probably a lizard person?
Yeah.
Facebook has officially changed its name to just Meta. So this is the company that oversees Facebook. Facebook.com still exists. Mm. Meta will bring together all the company's apps and technologies under one new brand, which is, what's the one for Google, Adam?
Alphabet.
Alphabet, that's right. But this is the quote that's kind of like weirding people out. This is Mark Zuckerberg. The metaverse will let you share immersive experiences with other people even when you can't be together and do things together you couldn't do in the physical world.
Neat.
It's the next evolution in a long line of social technologies, and it's ushering in a new chapter for our company. He didn't say this, but it's implied. It's also going to be a new way for teenagers to bully each other online, and we'll do nothing about it despite research showing that we knew about it.
At least we can do it face to face.
The promo video was terrifying. Absolutely terrifying.
Here's the thing with Zuck is that
he's the worst.
He used to sit down with Steve Jobs. This is the story. He, like, Steve Jobs kind of took him under his wing when Steve Jobs was still alive.
Yeah.
And said, like, you know, you're the head of a company kind of like mine that's come out of nowhere. It's going to be billions and billions of dollars or whatever. And tried to mentor him. But, you know, Steve obviously wasn't with us long enough while Mark Zuckerberg was there. And the difference between Steve and Mark is that Steve Jobs didn't creep people out that much.
Mm-hmm. Just wore turtlenecks.
Yeah. People, there was like a cult of personality, whereas Zuckerberg doesn't he doesn't have the appeal. And this video is weird. It's creepy. Bizarre.
He's like, hey guys, didn't know I'd see you in space.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, you did. You created this commercial.
Smart
and
guy,
this world.
But like completely out of his depth. Like all he wanted to do was create a website to just rate hot people he went to high school with. Yeah. Or college with. And look where he is now. He's controlling the world. By the way, Ed Sheeran's new album Equals is out today. He has COVID right now, but he was supposed to play SNL next weekend, so it's still kind of up in the air if that'll happen. Normally what he does, or what they do, is they'll play one of their big hits, and then a song off the album that we haven't heard yet, which will likely be the next hit. So it'll be really interesting to see if, number one, he performs, and number two, his performance next week. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Shannon Burns is up next, and she's got a keyword for you. Spooky Shannon Burns. Because it's Halloween, get it? Anyway, love you, have a fantastic weekend, and happy Halloween. Woo!
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.